Lord, and saying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you please your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, lots of things, so let's get right into it. First, little technical details. When I mentioned in the email today about the whatever it's called, the Emerald Onion, that's the name of the company. That's the exit point that was used. The company that's used that may have been the entry point, whoever was watching the video, could have been another company. That's the way Tor works. You have an entry and you have an exit. So I just want to make sure that that technical point is clear, but the rest of the details, I've just reread the email, I suggest they're quite solid, especially the idea that not to reconcile is unloving and cowardice. But, you know, I'm going to keep the door open, and I made the comment about putting pressure on Jim Cross. I actually did go to the farmer's market today, apparently second to last time. The last time is going to be Saturday, which disappoints me, but, you know, I mean, it's winners, not them. But I talked with one gentleman who is, you know, 60s somewhere, we got on a number of things. And you know, I don't think he claims to be a Christian, but it was interesting. I did discuss things like the video I did, the obedience to Christ, or Social Security, and it was kind of like, no, I'm sorry, no evidence. Social Security is theft, and there's no evidence that he offered. But of course, he's now dependent on it. And that becomes the issue. They gotcha. That's the whole point. That was the whole point in 1935. It's the whole point now. The whole point of institutions is they gotta get you and hold you. The institutional church is no different. And so that is a vital, vital thing to understand. If you submit to an institution, they've gotcha. They will hold on to you. They will manipulate you. And you must compromise in order to gain the benefit from them, or they will persecute you. Where did you read the book? Oh, what's that book again? Whatever the book is. The other thing is, you know, I did mention the Perseverance in Reconciliation video, which I said was 177 times. I just checked right now, it's 180. So I don't know if somebody was inspired to watch it, but I did. I didn't watch it here. I watched it locally, so my watching does not go into the count. But I stand by it. I am trying to pursue reconciliation with my family. I think I made that very clear, and it's quite obvious. I got to be a whole lot more public, and my focus is going to be Jim Cross, simply because that's rational. Just like the gentleman I spoke with today, who was an older man, Jim Cross is an older man. And, you know, I'm a little behind him, but not that far. I'm an older man. Our day of death is approaching. We don't have time to mess around. It's time to reconcile. And if you say no, well, again, consider the idea I pointed out to you. You know, the verse in Matthew 7, I never knew you. Doesn't that thought scare the living daylights out of you? Unless, of course, you don't subscribe to the scripture. And, you know, my concern is the family that I thought I was a part of, the extended family, the Cross clan, so much overt claim for Christianity, but actually living it, there seems to be a question here, doesn't there? So that's my concern. And I'm biased. I am biased. My kids and my wife are a little bit more important to me than others, and I'm really concerned about them. I know I can't convince them. The Lord is sovereign. But I need, you know, especially to my kids, to follow the Deuteronomy 6 and proclaim to them. I need to proclaim to my wife, the Ephesians 5:25. So I need to love them. But what I see, the recent events with Julia, the recent dialogue with Erica Lee, there's a closing off. The model that's set before them, starting by the senior member of the family, Jim Cross, that's the model you have. You run, you hide, you're a coward. That is the act of a coward. But again, there's grace. and I'm seeking grace because you are a foul, disgusting man, and so am I. I've said that beat repeatedly. And we have only, our only hope is in reconciliation. There's a whole lot of things going on right now. Obviously, people have looked who it is. You know, it may not be Jim Cross. He may have known nothing about this. He may be off in La La Land somewhere and doesn't care. But he's my target. It is my hope that Jim Cross knows about this. And it is my hope, it is my request, that he sheds his pride as a elder in the PCA and tries to talk to a brother, someone seek obedience to Christ, who's also a flawed man, but has received the grace of the Lord. So, Mr. Cross, have you received the grace of the Lord? Do you understand, as an elder, the Lord's commands? Or is that just a trifle thing that only applies when it works to your benefit? Shed the pride. Shed the things that are holding you back. Act like a man. Love. And it's my also, obviously, my hope that at least some of my kids will see this. The whole point of making this available online is so that somebody in my family may one day say, I haven't seen Dad in years, but apparently he loves me and he's trying to reconcile the family and he wants me back. Well, yes, because I love my family and I want them back. And I'm going to be very loud about it. One of the things I plan to do, because I know there's the issue about that you had somebody had to use Tor, you know, a VPN in order to hide their identity. Again, that's stupid. That's plain stupid. It's great marketing. But no, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. If I want to track you, I can do it. The issue here is I'm not after tracking you to find out who it is. That's the corporate world. That's the institution. You know, because obviously that is tracked. As I point out in the article about Tor, the U.S. government, the intelligence community, developed Tor so that we have this comfort feeling that we're hidden and protected. Yeah, you're hidden and protected from some, but not from the Five Eyes. I'm sorry, they know everything. And they know who contacted me. They know who watched that video. I mean, it's easy. It's child's play for some in the field. And, you know, I'm in the field and I, you know, pointed out the emperor has no coals. And the emperor badmouthed me. Literally. But the objective here is not trying to find the technical advantage. The objective here is obedience to Christ and reconciliation. Flawed men reconciling with flawed men. Restoring a family, the only institution the Lord institutes. I've made it very clear. And I'm going to make it more clear. And getting long. I want to reconcile with you, Jim Cross. If you don't want to reconcile with me, it's either because you hate me, you don't follow Christ, or you're being plain foolish or cowardly. And it is my hope that the grace of the Lord is in your life. And you will say, yeah, we have our problems, but I'll talk with you. Start with an email. You didn't want to talk to me on the phone because you said you couldn't think that fast. Start with an email. Please, open the door of communications, and I'm not going to pull any punches. And if that scares you, like I said in the email, boo. I'm a follower of Christ. I use the scripture. An elder in the PCA should be able to do that. You and I need to start first. And the bottom line is I want my wife back. Part of the issue earlier this week was because I watched the Keeping the Promise video from Erica Lee. Because it showed my wife's hand in mine. And the words that Erica Lee wrote, I'm living. I'm 100% committed as an in obedience to Christ, to the one and only lady in my life. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.